Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Another good program for you today. We've got another all-music show on tap, but that format will be changing again next week. We'll get back to doing the movie reviews at the end of the program, and I'm glad we'll be able to do that. But on this week's program, another all-music show, and I do hope you'll enjoy what we have on tap for you. As we're in the middle of summer movie season at the moment, we're going to pay tribute to summer blockbusters on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema today, spotlighting music from some of the biggest summer movies of recent decades, and we're going to begin with music from one of the very biggest of them all, Roland Emmerich's Independence Day, featuring music by David Arnold. Take a listen.
We'll be right back.
music written for the film Independence Day by composer David Arnold. It's more or less impossible to do a program on summer blockbusters without featuring music from the movie that's largely regarded as the very first modern summer blockbuster, and that would be Steven Spielberg's Jaws, featuring this legendary music by John Williams. Music written for the film Jaws by composer John Williams. Next up, we move along to yet another Williams score written for a summer blockbuster for yet another Steven Spielberg film. This is Williams' popular score for Jurassic Park. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
All right, music from Jurassic Park, written by John Williams. Let's move along to a brand new summer blockbuster now, one that was just released, actually. Music by Hans Zimmer and his usual band of collaborators and minions for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Thank you.
listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting music from summer blockbusters on the program today. And without further ado, we move on to our next selection, Danny Elfman's score for Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
We'll be right back.
Music from Spider-Man, written by Danny Elfman. Certainly hope you enjoyed that. Moving along, our next featured summer blockbuster, not one that I'm a particularly big fan of, but a very, very popular one nonetheless, features a score by Steve Jablonsky. It's Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen.
We'll be right back.
music from Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, written by Steve Jablonsky. Let's move on to a less blustery form of summer blockbuster, this one from director Robert Zemeckis, with a score by Alan Silvestri, of course. It's Back to the Future. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Music from Back to the Future, written by Alan Silvestri. I do hope you've enjoyed the music we've featured on the program today, and as I indicated, next week on the show we'll get back to reviewing movies in the final moments of the program. But right now, we're going to wrap up with yet another musical selection, this one from composer Jerry Goldsmith, for an intriguing summer blockbuster because the film is set at Christmas time and is generally regarded as a Christmas movie. It's one I try to watch during the holidays, to be sure. But it was released in the middle of summer in June of 1984. It's Joe Dante's Gremlins. Take a listen and enjoy. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.